Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century and the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Wayne Cruz, CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Wayne, tell us about it.
Well, CEI is founded in 1984. We're a public policy and advocacy organization devoted to the regulatory state we're talking about. So there's a lot of folks working on financial, energy, and environment, all rules and regulations across the regulatory state and how we make the whole thing more sane. Oh, that's good for small business. I got interested in it, I guess, and CEI was such an appeal to me because you had so many groups working on the budget, you know, so many looking at tax and budget and ways to reform that or keep it contained. But we needed the same thing for regulation. And Fred Smith had founded CEI in 84. And when I came along in the 90s, it was hugely appealing to me.
Yeah.
And it's just been terrific.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. Nobody does the work that you do. And it's some very important work, and we're glad we know you. So let's talk about if there is a Harris Biden administration for the next 4 years, what will the regulatory state look like in that scenario?
Well, I see a big explosion in it. We will be doing everything we can to prevent that, but as you know, there will be another takedown attempt on fossil fuels. The energy and environment regulations.
And people need to remember, I'm sorry, Wayne, people need to remember, folks, these are things that the Harris-Biden administration will try to do around Congress. They'll disregard Congress with literally writing a memo that could put a chill into an industry. Go ahead.
Absolutely. In the same way that Obama used what he called his pen and phone, the Biden administration has already indicated they're going to do that. His advisors and others have been quoted in the news frequently already, saying that they're already gathering together. You know, the teams get together before transitions, of course, but they're already planning what rules of Trump they may decide to roll back. They know they're not going to be able to get things through a Republican Senate unless, you know, depending on how things in Georgia go or depending on how certain Republicans vote. They'd have difficulty getting things through the Senate, so they're going to rely on executive actions, on the dark matter that we talk about. Well, dark matter is one of, you talked about important work. Dark matter is one of the most important things that we've got to roll back, and we will really, really be fighting that a lot. It would be horrible for small business to have to put up with a flurry of guidance documents. Now, that on future shows, we can talk about this as we see things start to unfold, but Trump already has a directive to catalog the dark matter and things like that. I just wrote a piece urging the new administration.
Folks, let me remind you, the dark matter are just letters, emails, blog posts, press releases that just suggest that this should be a good idea to do something. And it has no legitimacy. It has no basis. It may not even happen, but it sends a chill and it starts the ball rolling. Go ahead, Wayne.
It sure does send a chill. Imagine you're a small business and you need an approval or you need some sort of a permit. And here's this directive out there. It's not legally binding, Jim. but what are you going to do? Right?
But it starts the ball rolling. It begins the conversation
exactly.
That never should have happened. It never should have been taken seriously.
We have an odd situation on our hands I don't think we've had such avowed progressives in office. So we've got an odd situation of talking about the ordinary vanilla legalities of the administrative state, and then an aggressive left that wants to push controls.
You have to understand these people are not, they're not, they do not regard institutions in any way, fashion, or form.
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, you look at some of the things that Harris has proposed. You know, we had this eviction moratorium in the CARES Act in response to the coronavirus. Well, she has legislation to do the very same thing, and it's already been extended by a Trump order. So, we get in these tricky situations in a crisis, too.
And there's going to be a lot of social regulations, folks. That's going to be a very expensive thing like we've never seen before. Hey, Wayne, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for hanging out with us all these years. Come back soon. Keep up the
good work. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org. Check it out. He does work. He not only does good work, it's unique work. And it's important work. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.